Okay, and this is the 1st of April, 1954. A little more on simple procedures, basics. The problem which the auditor faces is a very simple problem. That's what makes it so difficult. He has a human being who is out of present time. Ordinarily, this is the target of the auditor, although you can use auditing on cats, dogs, and horses, and so forth. As a matter of fact, I was auditing a horse the other day. Got him in the present time, too. And it's very easy to audit a horse. All you make him do is reach for you, and you retreat until he feels good and dangerous. His spirits will come up, and he'll be in present time enough to be rid. Horses out here are rid. They are not ridden. Have to be a Park Avenue horse to be ridden. Anyway, you're auditing a human being. Well, this has certain liabilities. The reason it has liabilities is because he's a human being. And it seems very obvious, but you wouldn't be auditing him if he weren't a human being. Of course, on some other planet, you might find yourself one of these days auditing rabbits, which are Thetan-motivated. Thetan-motivated rabbits, which is to say dolls. You would audit him the same way, except you wouldn't have a bunch of ridges getting in his road, and you'd probably make a theta clear out of him, snap, snap, pam. Take you a lot longer to make an operating thetan out of him, but you'd sure exteriorize him in an awful hurry, mostly because the rabbit wouldn't fight back. That is, the machine wouldn't fight back. The plate that was representing the chest and the sphere that was representing the head and the joints that were representing the shoulders and the pinchers that were representing the hands or whatever you had there, this wouldn't be fighting back beyond one thing. But it wouldn't be fighting back, really. You see, all messed has the common, all objects, have the common statement to them, stick together. This is the goal of an object. Ah, it's its end product. It's stick together and stick together. Now, there's some wildcats, elements, that disobey this. And one of them's sodium. Sodium doesn't like to stick together. And another one of them's plutonium. You stack too much of that together, and it doesn't stick together worth a nickel. It sticks all over the landscape. But the common denominator, you could say, to any object you'd have anything to do with commonly, would be just this. It'd just be stick together. Any object on which you have your hand has that as a motto. Let's all stick together. This is many times stated by Thetans, too, in moments. Benjamin Franklin said, well, we'll have to hang together or we'll all hang separately. It was too true at the time. But there's enough sense backs this up. So you get into all sorts of things. You get into unions and brotherhoods and social security, all kinds of things stem from this, and that's perfectly all right for a bunch of Thetans to stick together unless they're doing it because they're emulating or copying Mest. In other words, you could stick together by compulsion just because you were associated with Mest and its postulate was good with you, you see. It's totally all right if you say on a self-determined way, well, let's all stick together. Okay, let's stick together. Not because Mest sticks together and we have to copy it. When a person is very, very bad off, he's below that level, you see, and he's having to copy Mess. Mess sticks together, so I'm sticking together. Well, now the body is pretty deteriorated in terms of a being. I mean, it's pretty loopy. Maybe not as loopy as you'd think sometimes, but it's pretty crazy. If you put it on a self-determined basis and it didn't have any Thetan running it and so forth, Lord knows what it'd do. Thetan recognizes this, so he has to control the hell out of it. Now, a body acts as its buttons are pushed. Hidden orders are re-stimulated. This isn't true of a rabbit. When you push the button on a rabbit which says raise the right hand, it raises the right hand. And when you push a button that says lower the right hand, it lowers the right hand. When you push a button on the body which ostensibly says raise the right hand, it's liable to kick you. See? This uncertainty and insecurity on the part of the body and thetan combination makes it a little more difficult to audit a Homo sapiens than it would be to audit a doll. Mostly because you say to this thetan who is in a body, you say to him, all right, now let's run all of the concepts relating to your father. And this hits the body, and you have touched some kind of a hearing button, and the message which he more or less got and so forth was, father has buttons. You know, it's not quite the same. Because the body is a living thing, and it filters, modifies, and changes orders and commands. It can do this because it can be put into pain. It can be punished. And it seeks to avoid this punishment. And so when a thetan starts leading a body into danger, the body very often will go out of control. Because the body itself is afraid, quite in addition to the thetan. See? We've got, you might say, a couple of people sitting in that auditing chair every time. One has the motto, because messed objects say so, of stick together. Messed objects all say stick together, and the body is all in the vicinity of messed objects all the time, so it sticks together, you know? Just as sensible as that. Well, let's see, stoves stick together, so all stick together. That's what. You know, just as reasoning as that. And you got this Satan who says, I want to control and be free. Well, that's bad enough to have that cross up, but that's really all's wrong with him. He wants to control and be free, same time. And if we just had this Satan, we want to control and be free, why, we could fix him up, we could change his mind about controlling things, and he could learn more about himself and learn more about positions and clean up old areas where he'd gotten in trouble in this and other universes, and first thing you know, we'd have somebody in pretty good shape. But now let's take this combination, the thetan in the body. Now the body is obeying the command of objects stick together. And the thetan, because he uses the body for a communications medium all the time, is prone to obey the body. The body's obeying an object, and he's obeying the body. That's great, isn't it? Because the body says stick together. So he's stuck in the body. Now, if it isn't very bad, and it doesn't have very bad, you know, and the body hasn't been too pummeled around in existence, you simply say to this fellow, be 3 feet back of your head, and pang, there he is, certainly. Well, fortunately, about 50% of the people you walk up to, this will happen to you. Say, be 3 feet back of your head, pam, they're 3 feet back of the head. Now, give me some places where you're not, and some more parts of HC, and you give them a, what we call a grand tour, and some change of space processing, and run a few avalanches, and a few things like that, and next thing you know, why they're in pretty good shape. That's because we did what? That's because we omitted, incisified out, detached, and disconnected the main problem in the problem of auditing Homo sapiens, the body. We did a bodyectomy. And now the thetan is not subject to this great motto of the body, stick together. So he doesn't stick to everything. He says, look. Look, Ma. One hand. He can go over and put his hand on things. If he cares to have a hand. He has great flexibility. Furthermore, he doesn't have to be visible, so he doesn't need an identity. Of course, body does need an identity to survive. A body is totally dependent upon inflow for its survival. Totally dependent on inflow. Thetan is really totally dependent on outflow for his survival. Opposite goals, aren't they? Body's dependent on inflow, thetan's dependent on outflow. Put the two together, you got glue. Because they're two stuck flows. The body's on the stuck flow of inflow, and the thetan's usually on the stuck flow of outflow. So now we try to pull these two apart. Well, 50% of the people, you say, be 3 feet back of your head, pang, they're 3 feet back of the head. All right, let's take the other 50%. Maybe about 25% of the remaining 50 will be 3 feet back of the head if you run the rest of HC. The remaining 25% are thoroughly convinced they're a body. all but thoroughly. Sometimes convinced to such an extent that when you say be 3 feet back of your head, they would find this impossible because, you see, you couldn't have themselves remaining in the chair and then walking 3 feet back of the chair because they would no longer be in the chair, and that's the way the problem looks to them. They know, if they know anything, they know they're a body. And knowing they're a body, why, they know that they can't be any place but where they are. They know that as a body, they can't pass through walls. They know they can't go through ceilings. They know that distance is a great liability. They know that time brings on old age and decay. They know with great certainty that you mustn't go and bang yourself into a high-tension generator. You mustn't use a power line for a necklace. These things it knows. You got to button up your underwear and square around, keep warm, keep well-fed, arbitraries. They all know all these things. In other words, they have accepted all the barriers of the body. So we start to audit this fellow, this last 25%. Well, quite a few of that last 25% will become disabused of it easily, and so on, and it leaves us with an almost completely immobile, unmovable, unshoven, outable 10%. Now, there's the boy that's going to give you trouble. In order to handle everything up to then, all you would have to do is use, in copious quantities, SOP8C. To handle anything up to this 90. It's just how much longer you'd have to do it. Just how much longer, that's all. Now, on the first 50%, we use opening procedure and then step one. We go through these things once. The guy is well out of his head. He's stabilized. He's in good shape and ready to take off. And we just continued with 8C on this boy. Why? He'd go right on up the line. Good shape. And, well, as we go down on the rest of that next 25%, we'd have to use opening procedure, SOPHC, and then step one, step two, step three, step one, step two, step three, step one, they're out. That's about the way it goes. And now let's take that remaining 15%. Well, you'd have to go at it on the basis of opening procedure, lots of it. Step one, step two, step three. Opening procedure, step one, step two, step three. Opening procedure, step one, step two, they're out. Now we go on through the rest of 8C. You must understand that 8C is primarily designed really not to exteriorize, but to handle somebody after he's exteriorized. It is the road to theta clear after exteriorization. SOP8 is really the little handy Jim Dandy thing for getting people out of their heads with crowbars. It's the crowbar. Now, what about that last 10%? Is he worthwhile? Are we going to bother with him? We have a couple of very wide choices here. We can either say, hey, look, folks, Scientology works very, very well. 90% of the time. Works fabulously well. 90% of the time. It is invariable as long as we include only 90% of our cases. What about those other 10 cases? Well, unfortunately, it's only when people get into trouble that they come around and start knocking on your door. So this takes this last doggone 10% and blows it up to an apparent 50 or 60% of your cases. As far as people who are really in trouble. It can look that much to you. Because here you've got the guys that are smearing in. They're going right on down the whole route. And those are the boys that you're going to have to work and slave and sweat over. And those are the people that you're going to have to know your stuff for. Now, there's no arguing with knowing Scientology when it comes up against that last 10%. Boy, you sure better know your Scientology. If you're going to get any place with that 10%, you sure better know what you're doing. Now, in view of the fact that this very well might comprise 50 or 60% of the cases that you would address, it says you sure better know what you're doing. Now, SOPHC, even poorly done, will handle 50% of the populace. They're poor hands. They don't have to be expert. Do the darndest things. But when we start striking for that 100, if we're ever going to say Scientology is 100% effective, we have to include that last 10%. God help all of us. Now, this is a terrible thing, really, to pin down an auditor to that lowest strata and say, there's your problem, and make him get in there and fight that lower strata. But look, it could only be a liability if you couldn't do anything about it. So we have another liability: the success of the auditor. The success of the auditor, his morale, depends to a large degree upon his ability to crack 100 out of 100. See? Otherwise, his morale is going to take a bad pushing around, because that last 10% are usually upsetting, insulting, and very clamorous. And they're the people you're going to hear from. You could have made 90 people in your community that you'd picked at random quite well, and have failed on 10% of the people, or 10 of the people of 100 you processed. You just failed utterly and abysmally. But good golly, look at you, did miracles on 90% of the people. Yeah, but the only thing that neighborhood's going to hear is those 10 failures. Well, so it kicks back on an auditor. The auditor's in there pitching, he's got a rough case, he's getting very smart, he's getting very clever in auditing the case, and the next thing you know, why, the guy is stuck harder than ever in his head. Well, that auditor faces just this, just so much on the basic principles of communication, of duplication being the basic principle of communication. An auditor has a tendency to get kind of stuck, too. See that? Here's the case he's failing on. It's the tough case. So an auditor has a tendency to become himself a tough case, just because he's duplicating the cases he's failing on. See, he doesn't want to duplicate those. He's going to resist those cases. All right, well, that's kind of the way the universe is rigged, but it's rather easily licked. All you have to do is know all there is to know about Scientology. It's real grim when we get down to the fact that the only reason you're studying everything you can lay your hands on is just for 10%. Just 10%. Otherwise, there are 2 billion people on Earth. You could take 90%, and with very little effort, probably with groups, and you could either make them well or make them into theta clears. 50% of them you could make into theta clears with a couple hours of group processing. And yet, here we are, slaving away for that damn 10%. Well, along the line, as I've developed this material, I have been confronted with this percentage. You could actually draw a graph of the research and investigation of Dianetics and Scientology against the dwindling, unworkable percent. In other words, as we went along the track here of the past few years, you could find out, as we looked it over, that the percentage of unsolved cases, now I'm not talking about my auditing, I'm talking about just auditors in general, the percentage of unsolved cases was diminishing. Always diminishing. And the onslaught was toward the unsolved case. Believe me, practically anything can solve 22% of the cases you walk into. Anything. And Dianetics had it pushed up to about 50%. But we have been making an inroad on that remaining 50%. We've got it down now, as near as I can figure, to about 10. It's about 10% that are giving us a bad time. But for some little time now, In terms of my own auditing, I have not found one of these cases unsolvable. Now, this sounds incredible, but that's true. I haven't found these cases unsolvable. That's mainly because I know more about Scientology than other auditors, naturally. And the very best we have not found them unsolvable. But a medium-grade auditor has found them practically a brick wall. And a very poorly trained auditor hasn't found just 10%. He's found upwards to 50% of the cases unsolvable. See that? So what are we going toward? We have to go toward then the most fundamental fundamentals that can be fundamentaled. We have to have a very, very good grip on all the basic principles, because we haven't got any room around here for a mediocre auditor, and there isn't any room out in the society for one. Since any 8, 9, 10-year-old kid with an hour's training on SOPHC could solve 50% of humanity's ills, why, it doesn't look to me like we should be worrying about that strata. In other words, there shouldn't be what we call a poor grade of auditor. You know, there shouldn't be an auditor who is pretty good, you know, fair. Because, by golly, he isn't going to get too much better results than somebody who is hardly an auditor at all. No, it's that last 10% we've got to hit if we're going to consider ourselves up there in the champion class. All right, with that in mind, then, we study fundamentals. The most fundamental fundamentals that we can, and these are very simple. These are the theory of communication, the theory of duplication. There's something, nothingness, the no down to sex scale, and certainty. If we know these things real well, then we can combine them in ways which solve cases when they take sudden flips and turns. Because about all the distances and directions that cases flip and turn into are covered there. In other words, a case couldn't duck out from underneath you if you knew these factors. The theory of communication. All you have to do is just know the basic theory of communication. It's quite a bit to know about communication, but that's all you have to know. The next most important thing would be, really, the somethingness-nothingness problem. Just reducing these things to even a finer line. And certainty. You'd certainly have to know that. You should know the no to sex scale. It goes... No at the top, highest level. And then the next level below that is really beingness, but below that is think. Really. Pardon me. I said below that is think. When I say beingness, you go right down on another scale. The no to sex scale has many detours. All right, let's just take it in its purity. No, look, emote, effort, think. Symbol, eat, sex. That is the basic scale. Now you can go on offshoots of that. You can put beingness in there. It really doesn't properly belong. If you put beingness in there, you promptly go into thinkingness. You just short circuit everything. Anyway, these things aren't too much to know. But you have to know a little bric-a-brac, too. You have to know about, well, mess to say and stick together. And you have to know that... The preclear is in a body. You have to know that. The preclear is in a body. Or he's in a body and can't even tenant the body, and so although he is in the body, he has to think of himself as being not in the body. You know, that's in his first inversion. There's lots of odds and ends kicking around that you sort of pick up in a unit such as this and under training and with some experience. So in a few weeks you become very conversant with a tremendous amount of data without really knowing how much you do know. But as far as the basic fundamentals are concerned, these are very easily brought to mind. Now let's take up the most searching of these fundamentals, and that's certainty. Certainty is a synonym for knowingness. If you considered these two things in the same category, you'd have a new definition for know. You don't know anything you're not certain of. All right, so therefore the keynote of such a process of SOPHC is certainty. You say to some fellow, give me three places where you're not. He says, oh, I'm not over there, and I'm not over there, and I'm not over there. You say, how certain are you that you're not in that first place? Well, I'm not certain at all I'm not there. You mean to say that we're going to play this game on this level? You mean for keeps, for blood? And you say, for blood. Now, let's find one place where you're absolutely certain you're not. Well, after he racks up this galaxy and a couple of neighboring galaxies and so forth, he finds he's probably not outside the messed universe. You say, well, you'll have to do better than that. Well, he finally pins it down that there happens to be one bolt on one battleship which is sunk in one sea that he is sure he is not right there. Absolutely sure. And then he'll take a long breath. Up to that time, you've been playing pat-a-cake. Certainty. Do you know that you could actually take the SOPHC and start running it on a case? Blah, 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 blah. I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there. He wouldn't get any better. Why? He's not certain of what he's doing or saying or anything else. That certainty is quite important. Well, there's two kinds of certainties. The kind of certainty which you get just by the knowingness qualities of theta. You know. Not because you've been convinced. You just know, that's all. And the other type of knowingness is that low-grade knowingness which is brought about by an impact. When a body has been hit, it knows it's been hit. Well, that lower type of certainty is utterly dependent upon two things, space and energy. Therefore, we could say there's two kinds of certainties. There's a kind of certainty which is brought out of simple knowingness, and the other kind which is brought about through space and energy. Two certainties. Well, you have to get your preclear up from the certainty of impact, which is what we call that messed certainty, from the certainty of impact up to the certainty of knowingness. Not because he's been told, but because he knows. You find most preclears of that 10% are operating solely and completely on the certainty of impact. If you hit them hard enough, they'd know they were there. They would be certain of anything which contained with it a blow. This they would be certain of. Now you get these levels of certainty. If there's anything important about auditing, it's this. Given the fundamentals of communication, which of course make auditing possible, the biggest jump in the last year or so has been that discovery concerning certainty. When I found out that certainty was a synonym to knowingness, my boy, you could use almost any process to make it work.